Hi, this is Education for Fashion. William Cox, WILLIAMCOX. Date of birth 4/22/1977. The date of accident is 9/25/22. The date of service is 6/25/2024. Mr. William Cox is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 9/25/2022, where he was a restaurant driver and was hit on a T-bone passenger side, leading to headaches, some dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, blurred vision. Additionally, patients started having severe pain in the neck and the lower back, pain in the left shoulder as a major issues. He initially started having some pain in the right elbow and right hand, which have improved slightly. There was some radiation of pain to the right buttock posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. The patient has undergone 6 epidural injections, bringing him only 20% relief. The patient is now contemplating to see neurosurgeon. He has seen Dr. Redden for possible spinal cord stimulation device. He also is requesting a second opinion. I have given him a card for Dr. Kapsovic, who is also a neurosurgeon, to decide whether a spinal cord stimulation will be a better device. The patient is not wanting to have any further surgery to his fine. He is currently on oxycodone from his primary care. He is taking muscle relaxer and lisinopril. He is also being provided with meclizine 25 mg and cetirizine 50 mg from his primary care physician. So far, he had 3 epidural injections for the cervical, 3 epidural injections to the lumbar, and 2 facet joint injections at advanced pain care. He also had 2 times injection to the left shoulder, and 1 carpal tunnel and 1 elbow injection, leading him some 50% relief at the time, but now pains have again come back. His pain may are focused to the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Neck pain, upper back pain is 8, lower back pain is 5, with the ongoing occasional radiation to the both buttocks, posteriorly up to the knee in the leg. And his pain level remains between 6 and 7, while ADLs are affected, 20% relief is reported by the patient. And he reviews the record for the ADL, for system review, and for additional issues. For current pain medication, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient is, physical examination is 154 over 110 is the blood pressure, pulse 65, pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 5/29/2024, dictation number 0605-083. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue counseling for his TBI and headache related. Refer him to Dr. Kapsovic, a second opinion for his spine surgery and or spinal cord stimulation device. At the patient request, we are continuing physical therapy once a week. As according to him, it helps him. We discuss the laser treatment, acupuncture, role of chiropractor also to focus on the affected areas. He remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation has been added. I also added a Furoset tablet for his headache relief. His maps and labs are reviewed, and patient is continuing to be in compliance. He is also referred to neurology as well. Thanks for his headaches.